Good afternoon, the exotic vet, Chrissy speaking.
Yes, who was that, sorry?
Chrissy.
Chrissy, hello, Chrissy. Ross Martin here, how are you?
Oh, good, how are you?
Good, thanks. Look, I was wondering, I normally see Dr. Vanessa with my guinea pigs.
Yes.
This weekend coming up, would she be there Friday, Saturday or Monday?
She is actually off at the moment. She had a procedure done, so she's been off for the past couple of weeks.
Right.
She's supposed to be coming back next Tuesday, but she's only doing half days next week on the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday.
Okay.
So she's those days she's doing from like 12 o'clock to 5 o'clock. And then Saturday the 4th, I believe she'll be here from the 9 till 1. So she just won't be here this week.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Well, that's the only problem. But yeah, I
so when's she back in?
So I think that at this point, she should be back on the Tuesday the 30th.
Tuesday.
Yeah, next week. So she won't be here at all this coming week.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Is he doing okay or is there something going on?
Oh, no. So I just wanted to get do you know much about guinea pigs?
A little bit, yeah.
All right. Well, he's got a weeping eye. This is Ben, Jojo. So
yeah.
He hasn't been. I don't think he's been in there yet.
Okay. Let me see. Joe. No, we have seen Joe. Phone call for cancellation. Oh, no, I think we must have booked an appointment and then we cancelled.
Yeah.
So that was like a couple of years ago now. So, no, we haven't actually seen him in here.
Yeah, okay. Well, he's got a weeping eye.
Yep.
And he's always had the weeping eye. So, I haven't sort of worried too much about it, but I've just sort of, it's just playing on my mind. So I don't think it's right. And I was just wondering, if I wanted to get some x-rays on him.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, because, I mean, even like the weepy eyes, there can be sort of from, it could be sort of a little bit of like an underlying infection or something that sort of comes back all the time. Or sort of from like respiratory things, like stuff like that. So there could be an underlying cause to it. But yeah, we can definitely do x-rays if you wanted to.
How much for like full x-ray?
So if we wanted to do...
And I'd like to probably get his teeth checked as well.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea, definitely. So for just an initial x-ray, it's 270, and then usually we'll do sort of two views. So two views. So usually we'd sort of look at them from the top of their body downwards to get sort of a good view that way, and then we'll usually do from the side of their body. So that it shows us two different sort of views of them. So if we were to do those two views at least, let me just see, it would be, so it would probably be around like the 405, if we were to do those two views of him, depending sort of what we were looking for. But obviously we get him in for a health check first anyway and sort of see if that's, necessary or
I've never had him x-rayed at all, so I'd still like to have him x-rayed to see whether he's got any stones there or, just to clear my mind.
Yeah, definitely.
Something might show up inside his head or something around that eye. It might be, you know, I don't want it to be, of course, but, I'd like to just sort of put my mind at ease to either say, yeah, he might have an ulcer or whatever it is up in there that, you know, he can't be fixed. So, you know, but yeah, I just want to just get him checked out because I had a little piggy like that and he went for like 7 years and there was nothing wrong with him.
Yep.
I took him down to the vet down at North Lakes at the time.
Yeah.
And they were going to remove a couple of stones that was in him.
Oh, okay.
But when he actually had the operation, they were all stuck to his track. He basically went down there and didn't come back. He only lasted a week, so I had to put him down. So I just want to, I don't want to make the same mistake with Joe. Like I'd like to just get him tested. So that's you're saying that there's two views. There's actually three views, is there?
Yeah, it all depends what we're looking for. So a lot of the time with the guinea pigs, we might just do one view if we're sort of looking at something in particular. But sometimes it just all depends sort of what the vet's looking for exactly, and if they think it's necessary to sort of do extra angles of their body. Like sometimes we do sort of like from the top to bottom, and then we can also do from like the right side, and then we also do like from the left side as well, so we get like both sides of their body.
What's the maximum that you would do?
Honestly, it just depends sort of what we're looking for. Like sometimes we'll just do the two and that's enough. Other times we might need another angle from the other side of their body, so we'll do the three. It just sort of, I guess.
Okay, so three should cover the whole lot.
Yeah, like three definitely would. Yeah, that's sort of like what we would usually do.
If he's getting that done,
yep.
Do you put him under sedation?
No, we just do it while they're conscious. Guinea pigs are really good. So we just pop them, they just sit on the plate for us, and we just position them sort of a little bit how we need to, and then we just quickly shoot the x-ray. So with those guys, we don't have to put them under, unless we're sort of doing a dental and we need really clear sort of skull x-rays to see if there's you know, anything wrong with like the tooth roots or tooth root abscesses and stuff like that, we might need to just to get a really good clear view and position them exactly right, which is still difficult with these guys. But if we're just doing general sort of x-rays just to sort of suss out their body, that kind of thing, we just do it while they're conscious during the
conflict. Yeah, well, see, he's got that weeping eye, which is, you know, it could be his teeth. Or it could be more serious and something up inside his head.
Yeah.
So I'm sort of, you know, like when you check his teeth, have you got to put them under to check their teeth?
No, we check their teeth. Have you ever seen Vanessa use like this little mouthpiece that she puts in their mouth with like a little light, and she checks like all their molars and everything in there to see if there's any spurs or anything?
Okay, and is that good enough?
Depending, like if we look in there and there's no spurs, no overgrown teeth or anything like that, everything looks normal, we don't really usually need to go any further with it unless there's something that we can't explain. It just all depends sort of what we find. So, and if there was something, you know, that he needed to have a dental for, then we can definitely do the x-rays while we're doing the dental. That way he's already being anaesthetized for that, and we could get the x-rays done at the
same time. So we've just said that there's 270 plus 405. And then if you're going to look at his teeth, what is that? Is that a cost or is that...
So just in the consult, that doesn't cost you. That's just a part of the health check. And we would only do a dental if you actually, like, if, you know, there was any actual issues with his teeth on the just...
Yeah, but we'll find that out in the consult and the x-rays that we're doing. So how much would the consult be?
So the consult is 270. What am I looking at? I've just had a brain malfunction. Bear with me.
Yeah, no, that's the
X-rays. Sorry, the consultation is 170. That's why I was getting confused. Just the consultation's 170, and we'll do a full health exam of him and have a look at if he's conscious and see if there's any issues, and have a look at his eye and sort of see what sort of could be causing that. And then, yeah, obviously if we wanted to do the x-rays just conscious, we can do them during the time of that consult if we need to. And then anything further, we would usually just sort of plan ahead for that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, are you, how do I go about getting scripts at the moment with Vanessa or what?
What were we after exactly?
Yeah, if you can bring Casper's details up.
Yep, all right, let me see.
And I'll explain what's happened here.
Yep.
With the last scripts that Vanessa wrote out.
Yep.
For meloxicam.
Yes. And was there any... So meloxicam, we did a script in May.
Yes, that would be the one. I think there was probably a couple of them that she'd done in there. Give me some receipts.
We did the last one before that was in March for meloxicam.
Yeah, no, the one that was done in May.
May, yes. Okay.
What size bottle was that for?
It was a bottle, a 30ml bottle. And
correct.
It
okay. That's where the problem is.
Yeah.
The repeat, because online chemist, I wanted that exactly what was on that one. If you go back to the one in March, that was a different flavour or something. But the one that the very last one that was done in May.
Yeah.
Online chemist only does them in 32ml bottles.
Of that brand.
They're basically refusing to do any of the repeat scripts because it doesn't add up to the thing. Like, who cares?
Okay.
Just take 2 mil out or 0.2 of a mil out of the next bottle or something. So
that's the Ilium brand or the Medicam brand she has on the script. Is that either the ones that you usually get?
Look, I can't.
That's okay.
Without having the brand in front of me.
Okay, so that was in May.
But she marked it on the last one, the very last one that she done.
Yes.
It's written in there somewhere, meloxicam brand, please, or something.
Yeah, she's got the meloxicam, and then she's put the brands in bracket next to it, which one.
Correct. Yeah, that's the one that I want, but I need it done in 32ml bottles, not 30.
Alrighty. Yeah, okay. No, that's okay. I can, I should be able to get the vet that's here today to just sign another script for you on the 32ml bottle.
Yeah, with a couple of repeats.
Yeah, that should be fine because he's on that sort of permanently, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, at the moment, he's going fine. He has his times. Like, I think, I'm going to have to, make that hard call. And all of a sudden he comes good again. He goes fine. So at the moment, he's going fine, yeah.
Yeah, okay. No, good. Yeah, all righty. No, that should be fine. I'll make a note of it as well for next time that it's the 32 mils that they do. But do you usually come and pick up the script from us, or do we just post it to you?
It can't be emailed.
We can. It's just a lot of the time, do they ask you for the
the original. Yeah, they ask for the original. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only issue. So I can post it to you, because usually you can pre-order it and then you just got to post it to them. So if you want, I can post you this script and email it to you as well. You can pre-do it, hopefully, and then you should just be able to send in the hard copy when you receive it.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah.
Would that work?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
That would work, yeah.
Awesome. I can do that. Because you're still at 17 Compass Street at Caboolture?
I am, yeah.
Yep,
yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, cool. No, I can do that, definitely. That's not a problem.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Perfect. Okay. All right, so I'll do that for Casper. And so do you want me to book in Joe, for when Vanessa's here, or do you want to...
I can't get the time off work, so I've just got to get my head around what I'm going to do. Because Vanessa's not there. Like, every third weekend, I get Mondays off, which would be good.
And I
get the Saturday off. I can't get Fridays off, but I could probably get half a day if I had to.
Okay.
Yep. But if Vanessa's not there at the moment, then next week she comes back. But I'm not on. I'm on a long weekend this weekend, not the following weekend.
Bugger. Okay. Alrighty.
But, you know, like, you know, Joe's been like that for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
Basically, since I've got him, he's always had that weepy eye.
Yeah.
But if there's something sinister there, then I guess as he's getting older, it may be getting worse. So I probably should get him just checked over.
Definitely. Yeah. Well. If you want to, so she should be back on the 30th and she'll be doing afternoon shifts. And then I think the week after she's probably a bit more back to normal, but we'll probably sort of see how she goes.
All right. Well, I'll just go and get my head around it
When she comes back, she should be back on Saturdays anyway. It looks like she should be. So, no, she'll still be there for the Saturdays because she always does Tuesday a full day. Wednesday, Thursday is a half day in the morning. She works Fridays and then Saturdays.
Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, all right, well, if I go and sell a couple of caravans, I'll be able to take a day off.
Hopefully.
All right. Yeah, well, I'll talk to you a bit later, and
no,
if you would mind emailing that script out with a couple of repeats, that would be really cool.
Yeah, no problem. All right, we'll get that sorted for you.
All right, what was your name again, sorry?
Chrissy.
All right, Chrissy. Keep safe.
All good, no worries. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, see you soon. Bye.
Bye.